how are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me the news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams
is on.
Welcome, everyone. Friday night edition of our program, April 5th. No, it's past April Fool's Day, but it's never too late. You know, actually, every day is April Fool's Day when you think about it in America. And I guess that pretty much capsulizes the feeling amongst world Jewry and the media moguls that is the mindset of Americans, particularly the dumb Americans, the dumb sheep being led to the slaughter. Yes, they feel that every day is a sucker's day. Every day is another day to fool the public. Just another day. You can't fool everybody all of the time, you know. And you know, it's funny because I have some interesting things to give to you tonight, but just sitting down for a few minutes today in a waiting room, and some woman sat next to me, and I had the local rag sheet that I was looking at and picked it up, and I said, here, I'll take that away from you so you can sit down. And she's, oh, yes. She says, can you imagine? They charge a dollar for that. And I said, well, I'm only reading it because I'm trying to see what they're not telling me, the important news. And she said, that's right. That's right. And she was probably around 75 to 80. And I thought that was pretty cool, pretty nice that an older woman in that generation has pretty much discarded reading the paper because she pretty much knows that it's all fluff and poop, to put it mildly, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, that's good. It's always heartening to hear somebody who understands what's going on. Of course, sure enough, I had to open the editorial pages, and there was this columnist, and, you know, she does not have a Kenite-sounding name. Nevertheless, she was proposing, of course, confiscating our weaponry, taking away the guns so that crime would go down and people like Adam Lanza would not be able to do what he allegedly did. And the way she worded it was very interesting. Said that Adam Lanza had no criminal record before Sandy Hook. She didn't say before he committed a crime spree. And I thought that was very interesting, her choice of words in that column. But nevertheless, the point is very important. This columnist was advocating punishing all law-abiding, Second Amendment-believing, freedom-loving, flag-waving Americans for the simple, quote, crime of thought. That is, thought control and punishing people because they might be considered contemplating a crime. And doesn't that sound familiar? Doesn't that sound Orwellian? Doesn't that sound totalitarian? It sure does. Folks, this is symptomatic of the mind control, brainwashing, propaganda, the psychological warfare that American readers and Talmud viewers face each and every day. But when I come back, I'm going to have a little bit of fun and bring home a history and banking lesson at the same time. After all, we need a little relief from this week. Come right back with Rick Adams.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, folks, you know, they want to know how I feel, and a lot of people don't quite agree with me and on many things, but here we go.
I'm not with you.
See?
You don't approve. No, I don't. And that's putting it mildly.
Well, you see, ladies and gentlemen, now what I'm up against, Rick Adams, well, that's good, because if they don't approve, then I must be doing something right. I'm going to bring up Dr. K in a few minutes because he's on the road here, and he has some more updates on Sandy Hook lies, and I want to bring them up as well. But I had to have a little bit of fun with you. After all, it is the end of the week, and this is something I have tried to explain about banking to many people. If you want to explain banking and you want to make people aware of what it's all about, real banking, well, it's very simple, folks. Listen to this. Now, listen to this. I think you'll find this most incredible. Young Chuck moved to Texas and bought a donkey from a farmer for $100. The farmer agreed to deliver the donkey the next day. The next day, the farmer drove up and said, "Sorry, Chuck, but I have some bad news. The donkey died last night." Chuck replied, "Well, then, just give me my money back." The farmer said, "Can I do that? I went and spent it already." Chuck said, "Okay, then just bring me the dead donkey." The farmer asked, "What you going to do with a dead donkey?" Chuck said, "I'm going to raffle him off." The farmer said, "You can't raffle off a dead donkey." Chuck said, "Sure I can. Watch me. I just won't tell anybody he's dead." Well, a month later, the farmer met up with Chuck and asked, "What happened with that dead monkey?" Chuck said, "I raffled him off. I sold 500 tickets at $2 apiece and made a profit of $998. Well, the farmer said, didn't anyone complain? Chuck said, just the guy who won. So I gave him his $2 back. Now Chuck works for an American bank. Folks, how do you like that, huh? Isn't that rather interesting? You bet it is. I thought so, too. It goes to prove something, folks, that the whole banking system, and not just American banks, worldwide, of course, is a fiat, totally fraudulent, credit-based banking system. It is not metals-based. It is not based on the actual value of anything that it might be tied to, because it isn't tied to anything. And, you know, I've been through this all my life. I've been through this all of the, experiences I've had with people. Basic common sense eludes people. It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that you can be charged with counterfeiting because you found a way to print $100 Federal Reserve bills. And the Federal Reserve can do it anytime it wants. Unchecked, unaudited. Totally uncontrolled. Now, this is what they call Jewish banking. It's what they call Talmudic banking. It's very clever. It's very ingenious. It's very dishonest, and therefore, it's very Talmudic. It is the way to enslave a people is to get them to accept those notes, which are debt notes, and then to use those debt notes to get into more debt, personal debt, in order that when the time comes that you can no longer service your debt, then some nice little old gentleman comes along and says, oy vey, guess what? What? I have a solution. You come to me. We will take care of all of your problems. Just hand over the property. Well, folks, this is what everything comes down to is money. And, you know, the love of money really is the root of all evil. Filthy lucre is what is at the center of betrayal. When Jesus himself was betrayed, how many pieces of silver was it for? 30? 30 pieces of silver. And that was silver. Not Federal Reserve notes, but it was silver. And for that love of money and what he thought it could buy, Judas was willing to betray Christ himself. Betray him to the Kenites so that they could send him to the gallows and murder him. Well, to the cross, of course. But you understand the point. And today, it's no different. For the love of money is today what it was then, the root of all evil. I didn't say money. I said the love of money. And what will people do for money? They will murder. They will steal, they will torture, they will kidnap, they will do anything, even put on a show, a lie, a hoax, called Sandy Hook, in which we are supposed to believe that 20 school children were killed by a single little young man who could barely lift himself up, using 4 guns, 1,000 rounds of ammunition, 1,000 bullets, and he did his deed in this school building that had no protection, absolutely no surveillance, and nobody there to see what happened. Isn't that quite convenient? Well, of course, we've been exposing it now. Dr. K particularly has done a marvelous job on the Sandy Hook hoax. And the latest, of course, he'll be telling us in a few minutes, but let me just tell you this. Interestingly enough, in my area, there was a report on one of the local television stations just a couple of nights ago, and it was about this threat, this supposed threat made by this individual or individuals to kill a state police officer, a state trooper. And it's a very interesting because it makes the case in point that I'm trying to make. Okay, let me bring up Dr. K because I want to relate this to him, too. It relates directly to Sandy Hook. Now, listen carefully, folks. Dr. K is with us now. Hello, Dr. K. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Here he is. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. How you been?
Wonderful, wonderful. I didn't know if you were going to call in tonight. I'm so happy you did because I know you have a lot to relate about the actions taken, in Connecticut against the gun dealer and what they've done and this continuing hoax taking place.
Yeah.
I did want to relate something locally that applies right to it in one sense. But, Dr. K, let me just say this first so you and the audience will get this clear. I was just relating how in my area, my state, there was this report on one of the local TV stations specifically that I watch about this individual or individuals who, from a telephone booth, actually made a call to the state police and said they were going to kill some state trooper. They were going to murder a state trooper as revenge for them not doing anything about someone who was killed in a drunk driving incident. And they claimed to be Hispanic. They claimed to be, Spanish-speaking people. And they claimed that this was a racist incident, so they were going to seek vengeance on one of the state police. Now, guess what? Surveillance cameras on the street managed to pick up this phone call. Not a shooting, but a phone call from a public phone booth that was obviously being recorded and traced while this threat was being made. And you know what struck me about that, very simply, is how is it that we can have all kinds of surveillance videos, all kinds of evidence of some sort of misdeed being performed, certainly whether it's a minor one or a major one, and yet we have absolutely no proof of a Sandy Hook massacre in Newtown, Connecticut. Will you explain that one to me, Dr. K?
Well, Jeffrey Katzenberg wouldn't want his brother Richard Katzenberg or Richard Sexton gunned down by having a simultaneous massacre. My God, I mean, he had also the Harmon family had old Guy Rousseau, who was really Marshall Harmon, was there. They wouldn't, and Greenberg had his daughter there, Laura Phelps, a.k.a. really Jennifer Greenberg, and that's his daughter. And then Tony Greenberg, his son, with Mrs. Wool Greenberg, she was there posing as Krista Ricos, so they couldn't actually have a gunman on the loose while their best moles were there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
no wonder they didn't want anything photographed or videoed. Huh?
Well, I forgot about that part. But, if you have one murder or even like a wounded person from a gunshot, then the detectives come, and they cordon off the scene, and the forensic teams come in. But if there's a murder, then it gets very serious. The forensic teams have to be very, very careful. And of course, they have gloves, and not like when they took the gun out of the trunk with no gloves. And then they have fingerprint sweeps, and they look for the weapon, and they get the DNA on the blood, and they send it to the lab, so there's lab results, and then they get the bullet casings, and they have to put them in a plastic bag, because it's a crime. But
right.
when it's a set for a movie by DreamWorks and Spielberg and others, well, then you don't need to go through the forensics.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you wouldn't have any CCTV camera that you would want to show because maybe we would catch Richard Sexton or...
In the act, huh?
Yeah. Or you might catch his daughters posing as Carly Soto because more and more evidence seems to indicate that the Sotos must be from the, same cabal or something. I mean, what we know for sure, I can list for us tonight, though, if you want.
Why, of course. Let's take that break first. And when we return, we'll continue, folks, to update you on this hoax because things are moving. Things are moving quickly. And they want the guns. They want the guns very badly. We'll tell you more about that as we go along. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
Yeah. Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
King?
But what else is there to do with thieves and murderers taking over?
We're back now with Dr. K, Rick Adams with you. And Dr. K, you were going to elucidate us on the latest of this Sandy Hook hoax, and I have some things to say as well, folks. So go ahead, Dr. K, go ahead, bring it to me.
First of all, I'm at this thing in Lebanon, Missouri, you know, this Get Ready, Get Prepared seminar.
Yeah.
I'm here. Yeah. I never did these one of these survivalist things before.
Right.
But I'm just here going to speak tomorrow at 2 o'clock. In Lebanon, Missouri, for the locals, just so they know.
Okay, good for you.
I'll be there the whole day.
You hear that, folks? You hear that? Come out and hear and see Dr. K.
Yeah, I got the books here and stuff. Anyway,
where exactly is it going to be, Dr. K?
Well, it's in Lebanon at the Civic Center.
Okay.
In Missouri, you know.
Any number that people can call for more info?
Just come. No, it's the... Lebanon, Missouri, they start at 9 o'clock tomorrow. They go...
All right.
All the way through the end of the day, I guess.
All right. Okay. So,
but
just
anyway,
in case people
yeah,
would
you
like
wanted
to come.
Yeah. It's this thing is quite okay. So, what is known for sure is that Michael Greenberg and Vicky Wall Greenberg, they have a daughter. Well, I think it's a daughter through Michael Greenberg, named Jennifer Greenberg. Yeah. She married a guy that's Jeffrey Katzenberg's brother. Mm-hmm. His name is Richard Sexton. They're both actors, you know, like B-level actors.
Yeah.
So those two, not 10%, not 90%, not 100%, 10,000%, those two were interviewed by CNN on the 14th or 15th, whatever, a couple of interviews, as if they were parents. They're not parents. Well, they're parents, but they're not parents of a Sandy Hook child, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So their children are older than that. Now, so they were there for sure. And that means, that ties it to the Greenberg, Harmon, you know, Bickel, Wohl cabal. They have a plaque in the Zionist entity congratulating them for all the money they've raised for the settlers and for the confiscation of land and all that, and killing. So they were there 1,000%. Now, wouldn't it make sense that they would put in some other high-level players? So an analysis was done on Guy Rousseau. Gilles Rousseau, he's not a Rousseau. He's a fake. His name is actually Marshall Harmon from the Harmon Cabal,
mm-hmm.
which is always pictured in the Greenberg Picasa album.
Sure.
Yeah. So he's masquerading as the father of the teacher Lauren Rousseau. So that means that she's fraudulent. Now, that means she didn't die because he's not her father. If he's a fake father, then her death has to be fake. He's a fake father for sure. Now, so that puts three of the Greenberg Wohl cabal on site on the 14th, 15th, 16th, and faking wakes and faking funerals, right?
Right.
Could there be more? Well, a shrewd little woman, again, we said the other day, our women are coming forth here, fighting back against this tyranny,
and
they are the primary people who are doing the research. Men are too, but the women are really doing it. And so she sent me a comparison of Krista Rikos with a woman by the name of Anne Levitman Greenberg, because she married Tony Greenberg, the son of the Wohl and Michael Greenberg. It's a 100% match. It's a 1,000% match. We did the post, and it's called Krista Rikos Busted as a Greenberg Mole.
Yes, yes.
It's a 1,000% match, in my view. They might have altered the nose a little with putty. I don't know that. It doesn't matter. Everything else matches. Even the nose matches, actually, if you look at the right angle. So now we posted that. Now, it's, you know, I don't want to say it's brave, but it's audacious, really, to go up against it like that with a post. When you all the information you have, no cops will give you anything. No one will give you. You have to do it all yourself. And you know what happened? Well, you had all these people sending hate emails like, you're this, you're that. Nobody disputing it. I know her, I know these kids, you know, all this kind of stuff. My cousin. But besides that, what happened is, she pulled her Facebook site off the internet today. Anne Levitman did. She yanked it. She destroyed it.
I wonder why.
You know, is it a nerve raw or something?
Well, now you've been getting all of this intimidation at the office. You've been getting threats. All of this, you know, attack on you has been very, very important, because it does indicate some nervous, ouched toes here that you and I and Republic and others have been stepping on here. And now it's beginning to spread across, hopefully across the landscape, and it needs to go viral now, you know?
It does. This is a very big deal, Mr. Adams, that you have Michael Greenberg's own son-in-law and his own daughter, who's an actress, and the son-in-law is an actor, playing as fake parents. And then you have his other kid, Tony Greenberg's wife, who's Anne Levitman. His wife is acting as a parent that lost the kid, you know, that the kid was massacred.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and Anne Levitman, her father, bought her a house in near Sandy Hook, only 20 minutes away, just a year and a half ago.
This was well staged, folks. As you can see, it was planned a long time before they carried out this shoot, so to speak. We'll come back. Stay tuned. Much more to come in this next half hour. Dr. K joins us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
more than ever. Killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Hey, that music.
All righty.
Are you with us or are you not?
I'm not. What kind of a man are you? You talk like you're with us. You act like you're with us, and then you're not.
Well, that's what it comes down to, very simply, folks. A lot of people are doing a lot of talking, and when the push comes to shove, Dr. K, they're nowhere to be found. Now, there are some, thankfully, many from this audience here on television as well, who are stepping forward, who are taking the initiative to bring the publicization of this fact to light. And we have to take our hats off to them, Dr. K.
We do. We do, you know. This is a joint effort, no question about it. Some of the interesting things I get, I mean, the Harmon comp was done by a guy who's familiar with his corruption in Canada and knows that he's a Canadian Zionist operative. And the Ricos comp was provided by another astute researcher. And so what you did is write it up on the No Disinfo. Now, here's a couple of interesting factoids. One is that when these Mossad moles operate, they use a certain technique. They try to degrade you emotionally. You know, they use emails like Newtown and Company. I'm a Newtown resident. I'm from Sandy Hook. I know the families. I'm a cousin. I know. And a lot of exclamation marks and capitals, and then they call you names.
Standard operating procedure.
Yeah, and the other thing I've noticed with the mole, so that those people who post on YouTube, this can be helpful, is they what do? Just live in your basement? What do you, come out of a rug? What do you, this kind of thing, You have nothing else to do with your miserable life. So you know, this means it's a Mossad, you know, Zionist Sionim.
Ad hominem. Ad hominem.
Yeah, ad hominem. And
that's
others.
That
yeah,
way, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So it could be many. Now, the other thing that's interesting is that the Barden family, their daughter has now been trapped and caught sitting next to the Harmons. And she was the one that wrote that note. Remember that note? No guns for anybody.
Right.
Remember that was on the Katie Couric show?
Yeah.
All
yep.
guns from now on have to be, and I think this was associated with the OWL and all these PSYOP. All guns only for police mm-hmm. and UN.
And Israeli agents, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And if you need a gun, you have to go to the police department and rent it for the day or, you know, borrow it. If you go to a gun range, you have to just borrow the gun and give it back. So we're
right.
going to have an 11-year-old Zionist mole dictate, and then Carly Soto, a teenager, another mole. So just so that we get a perspective, they're using the entire Klan as operatives. Yeah.
You know what's come out of this, Dr. K, folks? Listen up. We'll talk about the fellow who's a gun dealer, too. In Connecticut, this was their, as I said many times, and I'll say it again, this was juries... Pearl Harbor of gun confiscation. And just the other day, as we predicted, the governor of Connecticut, based on this massive propaganda movement of the media, who are the only ones who were facilitators of this lie, the governor there, Danny Malloy, signed this bill, the nation's, it's being called the nation's most far-reaching gun control bill, folks. And this ceremony took place in Hartford, and, of course, it concluded several weeks of emotional debate. But they said, who cares about the facts? Who gives a darn about reality? We are going to do what we think is the right thing to do, and that is make a criminal out of you, folks.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're saying. This is a profoundly emotional day for everyone. Why? Because of the Pearl Harbor emotions created from this staged hoax, this production, folks. You see, this is what I mean when I tell you psychological warfare is the most important part of this Judaic Talmudic warfare against the world systems, the world people.
That's an absolute certainty. And it is kind of a big deal to bust them in the act, that we know the names, we can continually expose those individuals. They're stripping the Facebook links off, they're stripping the websites off, they're changing dates, they're fabricating and obfuscating. We actually know exactly who the perpetrators are. And that will be continually published until the end of time.
Well, I mean, just today, I met somebody, a friend of mine. I hadn't talked to him about Sandy Hook at all. I haven't seen him in a long time. Talked about him, and all of a sudden, the words Sandy Hook came into the conversation. Oh, stop there. I said, stop there. Did you know Sandy Hook was a total hoax? And he looked at me, and his eyes, you know, were just wavy and looking like, you know, he was about to be given a stroke.
Yeah.
I said, are you kidding? I said, no, I'm not kidding. I said, no, I'm not kidding. Why would I kid about this, Steve?
I told him
to go to nodisinfo.com to look for yourself, to see the real media, the real truth on the Internet and on public access TV, what's not controlled by anybody. I said, go and look for yourself. And he took down NoDisinfo. I sent him information. I photocopied it. I emailed it to him later and said, now spread it, because his wife is a teacher's aide. And it's important that people in the educational community get to know this, you see?
Yeah.
Very
they have
important.
To know. They have to know that the Zionist Jew was quite willing to take these children's names in vain. Maybe some of them were kidnapped before. Who knows what happened? Some of them are fake pictures. Some are real children somewhere, and to scandalize, to desecrate the name of children, just children, 6-year-olds, for the purposes of their own wicked, evil, diabolical gains. This is the world needs to know. Now, I talked to two people today. I said, the Sandy Hook thing is a phony, too, and they said, we've been hearing that. Two different people said that, those very words.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, isn't it?
These are thinking people who don't just sit there on
on their couch potato mindset and watch the evening propaganda. They don't sit there and read the so-called newspapers every day. But if they do, and they're the great brainwashed Americans, what they would read is this, what was in the Detroit Free Press. For instance, they mentioned Nicole Hockley. Nicole Hockley, 6-year-old Dylan, was among the 20 children who died when Adam Lanza began shooting inside Sandy Hook Elementary School. Now, here you go again. This is one example of what they'll read. No evidence, no documentation, no proof, no data, and they just put it out there in the Detroit Free Press.
Filthy
it goes
liars.
Across AP, Reuters, and so on and so forth.
Yeah. Super filthy liars.
Yeah.
Interesting, Hockley is a, MI6 Rothschild operative.
Yeah. Yes.
1,000% correct.
I know.
Yeah, and but what's really been, I guess, a conundrum for many people is what happened to these faces of children? Some are fake, for example, Madeline Chu, obviously not a resident of Sandy Hook. Allison Wyatt, obviously a real child at one point, perhaps, but a fake in terms of Sandy Hook. And, Lynn or Gracie McDonald, no way is she even a real human. All her photos are completely fabricated. But then there are other people, like, the Posner child. What his real name is, we don't know. One thing you can say, most of these children probably do not have the name that's attributed. Otherwise, you could find some trace to them. So they've not only.
And that's what makes it really more suspicious when you can't find any name.
That's right.
Can't find the real names. They've used. Yeah.
No, that's right. It's a very big deal to be able to say that Krista Rikos is actually Anne Levitman Greenberg, to say that Guy Rousseau is actually Marshall Harmon, to say that the Phelpses are actually, Sexton Greenbergs, and that they're tied to Hollywood. It's an important piece of history. It's going to be published by, I'm sure, a number of authors, and we should see then the inside workings of the Zionist machinery, which has destroyed the United States from every piece of fabric that it has and is now going for the jugular with what remaining freedoms that we have. So that's just what I wanted to report tonight.
Now, what about the gun dealer as well up in Connecticut, and what they've done to this individual, the poor fellow? The license has been yanked, I believe, by the VATF, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that this is part of their propaganda to show that we can crush a dealer. So it's their story. I put it on the website because I'm at a gun show, basically. I've never been to a gun show, and
right.
So I put it up. But, I mean, the bigger picture, really, is that they publicize these things to get the momentum going. They publicize North Korea, which is a fraudulent story,
right,
to get
right.
momentum going, especially when they're caught. I firmly believe that part of the North Korean timing is because the Levitmans, the Greenbergs...
Oh, it's definitely a distraction from this, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, one investigator has told me that thug over in North Korea was given $2 billion of our money recently, just like Saddam Hussein. So they go to a dictator like that, and they say, "We need a hoax." And they get, he says, "Well, what's it worth to you?" They give him $2 billion. They give him $5 billion.
Move a couple of missiles over the, near South Korea and all of this, and the world
shoot.
is riveted on it. Blah blah blah.
Yeah,
nonsense.
Yeah. Yeah,
and, of course, we know who controls. I mean, when Andrea Mitchelstein and, David Engelberg and the rest of them get up there on NBC and they say, well, now, let's understand now, who really controls North Korea? Well, they do.
They do. Know Israel does.
Yes, yes.
The Zionist strip, took our stuff and sold it to the North Koreans.
They do it through communist-occupied China.
Yeah.
That's their client state, and North Korea is then China's. And they control the world stage, folks. They did it in Vietnam when Israel was killing Americans on the USS Liberty, when they were doing it in 1968. They were torturing Egyptians. They murdered, wholesale murdered Egyptian soldiers, by the way, who were captured.
Those soldiers, Dr. K, you know, the Egyptians were murdered in cold blood.
They were murdered in cold blood.
In violation of their international law that they believe so much in about Holocausts and so forth.
Yeah, and then the USS Liberty detected that murder. They had the recordings of all that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so they had to be murdered.
Yeah.
But it's nice, though, you know, to have such good friends.
It is nice to have such friends. And we
good
have
allies.
Well, I'm sorry?
Good allies, too.
Yeah, there you
good
go.
Yeah.
Allied with the devil. And if you want to ally with them like the 501Cs, then you just allied yourself with both horns of the devil. But it is a curiosity, at the minimum, that we know that the Michael Greenberg Wohl family orchestrated Sandy Hook, along with the Harmon Cabal, the Bickel Cabal. Bickel has been revealed to No Disinfo. Clearly, the Sherlock, you know, the Sherlock face,
mm-hmm.
that actually belongs to Mrs. Bickel. That's also a 1,000% undoubtable thing. It's, and Caitlin Roig, remember her lying face? She belongs to Riley Harmon. As Riley Harmon is the daughter of Todd Harmon. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she's definitely a Harmon. Yeah.
I didn't know that one.
Yeah, that's a new one. They've been saying it, but now the photographic evidence is sufficient where we can say that it's almost categorical that they were using their teens and children and as part of this. And that makes sense, because if you were to take some goy, maybe one of the goy would get a guilty conscience or something would happen, and they'd say, I got to tell people what happened. Or, you know, maybe they would have to kill him to shut him up.
I think for fear of their lives or, you know, the extortion or blackmail, you know, the ADL keeps the files on people that may be participants in this, and they certainly do on police. They certainly know the state Connecticut police, and they know their vulnerabilities. They know them individually. They keep portfolios on them. The Lansky, you know, Bronfman crime families have all this info. And they could use it if, in fact, anyone gets out of line, indirectly through their couriers, you know, their couriers and those that do their bidding, the third-party people. You see, this is how they work. But, you know, it's interesting. Now, somebody sent me an email and says, oh, by the way, Rick, did you know 60 Minutes is interviewing the cast of characters, the so-called alleged families of the alleged Sandy Hoax, you know, affair? And I said, well, I'm not surprised. I mean, you know, and, you know, 60 Minutes is it. I mean, that's CBS and that's the, you know, Don Hewitt propaganda mills, all Jewish, strictly Jewish.
100%.
And so they're going to have them on Sunday night and their campaign, their witness, and they're calling it their struggle, their, you know, campaign.
I wonder
justice.
If they're going to have that arch fraudster Mark Barden on there, where he stuffs horseradish up his sinuses so he can shed a tear.
Well, maybe.
I may have to watch it. I don't know when it is. I may have to.
I believe it's Sunday nights, but I never watch it. But if anybody watches it, certainly they can record it.
You
or
know
have
what?
It.
I'll wait until it comes up on YouTube so I can.
It'll
get
be a segment. But anyway, or maybe it'll be the whole program. I don't know. But
I don't know.
Never watch 60 Minutes. I never have. Basically, because you know what turned me off years ago was when they did a job on a chiropractor, and that was one of their earliest episodes in the early 70s, and it was totally false, and I knew it was false, and they did a hatchet job on him. And I saw all the commercials, and all of the sponsors were all pharmaceuticals, and I said, that's it for me, kiddo. No more. And ever since then, it's been a clean slate.
Yeah. No, that's right. Yeah, Sandy Hook was a set organized by the Hollywood cabal. You know, that Chicken Little Katzenberg and Spielberg, of course, they wouldn't show their faces, I don't think.
Right.
So they put their minions in there and their low-level B actors from the Greenberg album. They brought in their teens and probably some of their toddlers, and they were running back and forth before the cameras. They own the cameras, they own the networks, and they put their own people on the ground.
Dr. K, is scary. It's scary in the sense, if you don't understand the scriptures, and you don't understand what's going on, and Genesis is particularly important here, then you'll never grasp the enormity, folks. You'll never grasp the enormity of what we're dealing with here. How can it be that any group, small in number, can exercise the kind of uniform control that they do, cohesive control, over the landscape of this nation, particularly this nation, America, and to occupy its institutions, have that kind of control. You see, you've got to understand the serpent. You've got to understand the seeds.
You do.
Seeds of
you
Satan.
Do. Yeah. This, the Bible is so good on that, and the Course of Jesus' words are huge. And then you take in the Quran, which is a very large scripture, and it's dedicating its biggest chapter to Jewry's, you know, propensities and and other chapters. Bani Israel, you know.
Absolutely, folks. Wake up now. We'll see if we can take a call if we have time when we come back. If there are callers, 800-313-9443, we will return with more of Rick Adams and Dr. King.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All righty.
You ask me, he's lost his nerve.
I don't think so.
Then he's playing his own game. We gotta write him off.
Oh, no, you don't. Not that fast, ladies and gentlemen. We're back now. We're not losing our nerve here, Rick Adams and Dr. K. And we do it at a great price, but somebody needs to tell the truth, and that's what we're doing. You know what, Dr. K.? Can we take a couple of calls before we run out of time?
Yeah, I just want to mention something. Sure. SIPA, which is tied to the Rothschilds and Rex, there's French photography houses and I think elsewhere, just quickly, they put up a gallery of photos and they time-stamped them 6 months prior. I've written it up on the website. I don't know exactly what it means. But when you look at a photo from the day, they give the day. But these are from June 2012. Maybe experts can look
right,
and see
right.
what that means.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But all they would
right,
have had
good.
To create a well-crafted victim list in advance, months
right.
and months in advance, you know.
Right, exactly. That's, again, more proof, folks. Go on nodisinfo.com, please. All right, Barb first in Florida, and then Terry. Hello, Barb.
Yeah, hi, Rick and Dr. K.
Hi there.
Hi, Barb.
All righty. I just wanted to give you an update on the events down at FAU. This was regarding stomping on the name Jesus. Actually, there were two things going on at the university this month. The other one, which I want to address first, because the students stood up to it, was they had a private for profit prison company by the name of GEO, and they were going to be given naming rights to the stadium at FAU, and they were going to donate $500,000, I believe it was, a year to the university, and their president, Mary Jane Saunders, accepted it, and there was a big outcry, and the students, had a big meeting with her, and she wouldn't even answer their questions and went right ahead to accept it. Well, finally, there was such an uproar that, the private for prison CEO withdrew their offer. So that
wow.
was number one, because the students stood up. I'm so proud of them.
My God, they deserve an award.
That's
amen.
Right. And then the second thing was with regard to stomping on Jesus, the teacher, Poole, actually is a Christian himself. He was put on leave for his own safety, they say. But yesterday there was a march of 150 people from the nearby church, this Mark Boyden, he's actually a Zionist, and he's also very much for the illegal aliens. He's from the Church of All Nations, so I'm not too fond of him, but at least they came out. You know, you have to work with them sometimes when you agree with them on things. I didn't attend. It's about 30 miles away from where I live, but they did have a march, 11 o'clock yesterday morning, and they called for the removal of the president, Mary Jane Saunders, who hasn't been there all that long.
Uh-huh.
So it's going to be interesting to see where that goes.
Where it all goes.
Hey, let us keep us updated. Thank you very much, Barbara.
Okay,
okay.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Well,
bye-bye.
One quick call. We don't have much time, but Terry in Texas. Hello, Terry.
Hey, Rick. Hey, Dr. K.
Hi, Terry.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's enough time, but there could have been 50 points I could have chimed in stuff you said, Rick. The enormity of the deception,
yes.
Certainly, I've tried to get my grasp on, get, you know, a little bit of a grasp on.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You got the hot spotlight in your hand, and there's something that's been eating in my craw for the longest time is Alex Jones.
Yes.
To me, the guy is the most, he is probably the most deceptive personality. He scares me the most. How he represents.
Keep in mind, they had to kill Bill Cooper to prop up the next part of it.
Hey, you know what, Terry? Unfortunately, you said what you had to say, I think. We're out of
yeah.
time, but you know what? Nodisinfo.com, Terry. That tells you everything. Thanks, Terry. We got to run. Dr.
Thanks.
K, thank you. God bless.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Lord willing, Monday. Rick Adams, good night.